Scarlino stands on the slopes of Poggio Ballone, a hill overlooking the Gulf of Falonica. Despite its position, about 200 meters above sea level, its history is closely intertwined with the coast and the surrounding landscape. The first traces of human settlement in the area date back to the late Bronze Age and to the Etruscans, who were also present along the coast and further inland, as shown by the necropolis of Poggio Tondo. In Roman times, the area of Puntoni, where the marina stands today, saw the development of the port of Porta Scabris, an important crossroads for goods moving across the Mediterranean. As for the town itself, its current layout and many of its surviving buildings largely date to the Middle Ages, when Scarlino was first under the rule of the Aldobrandeschi family, later passed to the municipality of Pisa, and eventually to the Appiani family, becoming part of the state of Piombino. In the 19th century, Scarlino played a role in the Risorgimento. Immediately after the First War of Independence, Giuseppe Garibaldi embarked from Cala Martina, heading for Porto Venere. At the turn of the 20th century, the Bandite Promontory, with the Terra Rossa mining port, became an important hub for the trade of pyrite extracted in the metalliferous hills. The chemical industry that once processed pyrite still exists near the Padule, a wetland area now protected for its ecological value. Scarlino is surrounded by centuries-old olive groves and chestnut woods that descend from Monte Dalma, gently giving way to Mediterranean scrub before reaching the sea. The town's layout remains largely medieval. The main street, Via di Mezzo, leads into narrow, winding alleys that can be explored almost entirely on foot. At the top of the ridge, at the far end of the village, stands the Rocca, a massive sandstone structure, irregular yet fascinating,